This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we go, back in the saddle again. A lot of references to riding horses and saddles and stuff today for whatever the reason. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, the DJV Experience. Follow the program on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. You can follow some of the things we post on our Facebook page, too, which is facebook.com/DJV Show. All right, I'd like to have you all answer this question, or fill in the blank, better way of presenting it. Jennifer, in life,
yes,
you should strive to
do better.
It's boring. Victoria.
What do you mean?
In life, you should strive to
be happy.
Why
That's
do you always
goal.
Take the exact ones I'm going to say? Come on.
Like Kara's going to say, be happy?
I'm going to say, be happy. Let me think of something more exciting since you
Yeah, go ahead.
Drink wine.
First two are like loser.
No, but being happy overall to do better, that's those are big. Those have huge ramifications on your life. What's your answer, smarty pants?
Yeah.
What is my... That was disrespectful. Heaven
oh,
day.
Please.
Oh, like telling
here
us
we
that
go
we're
again.
Losers? Or it's not?
I didn't
yeah.
say you were losers. I said
there
they
was
were
a loser answer.
Comments.
You were boring.
Yeah. To
Total
the, and you haven't answered yours yet, Kara. You said you're going to
you
do something better
strive,
than the two of them.
To marry the richest man possible.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Self-serving.
That's not boring, is it?
In life, we should strive to help. That is my
oh,
answer.
Oh, and that's not boring?
I think right, that's why on. We're all here. I think we are here to help. Some people don't realize it. Some people don't take advantage of the opportunity. But I really do. Honestly, in most sincere tones, I think that we are all here to help. I was teasing you, obviously. But it's something to think about. What are you going to do today to help others? And remember, you can't help others if you don't help yourself. It's one of the basic lessons of life. I was talking to somebody about this yesterday. I have never put myself first in life. Always somebody else. And I'm trying to do better with that, but it's just not my nature. I want to, like all of the people, I didn't really help myself when I went around town for 3 days trying to get people to vote for the city, even though now, because I helped people get what they wanted, and I thought it was the right thing to do, but I wasn't sure I was going to get anything out of it, and that's not why I did it. But it looks like now I might get what I want, what I've been working for 7 years to work in terms of saving the farm. But that's not why I really did it. I did it because I thought it was the right thing to do. And it is helpful to do things that way. Although I do think you do have to put yourself first. Because if you don't look at the things from the perspective of you as you see it, then how do you get what other people are thinking about the same thing? So does that make sense? In a global sort of way. All right, speaking of the globe, here's some space talk. Richard Branson wants to send people into space next year.
Wow.
He says that his spaceflight company, Virgin Galactic, will be taking off next year. He actually wanted to have a test flight by the end of this year, but they're running into problems. They have crews, and they're training them, and they'll be going up at some point next year. They plan to send two people into space on board their six-passenger spaceship, $250,000 apiece for a ride around the planet. $250,000. Would you pay if you had it, is the question. This is not about whether you have it or you don't have it. If you had $250,000, Jennifer, would you take a ride? Ashton Kutcher
no.
has already signed up.
He'll, no, I would be. And you can laugh at me, but it's fear. I would be. I'm going to throw it out there. Oh, yeah, no way.
Okay. All right. What about you?
I'll let you go first.
I
yeah.
would actually. Well, I
know
to
you
go
would.
Up. I'll give him three or four times up there to test it, and then I'd go up.
Oh, yeah. I see. You want to give him some time, too.
Well, yeah, I want to have him tested with pilots and their crews first. I don't want to go up there. And I mean, the crew's
right.
got to know what to do. I don't want to get into an airplane. You what? You want to get in an airplane with a 5-year-old running it?
Yeah, I'm with you. I would do it. I just want to make sure that it's a well-oiled machine before I do it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's
so. But this guy is nothing but smart. He's a wonderful guy. I told you about the time I spent an hour in a studio interviewing him and how he was not, he was all about business. During the commercial breaks, he would get on his phone, he'd fidget, he'd be looking at stuff. He wanted to be on it. He was good in the interview. He was very positive, very friendly, but man, when the mic was off, he was on to something else. But he was ready. He knew how, as soon as the mic went on, back at it again. And I think that's the mark of somebody who's fabulously successful because they're so focused and they can go. Have you seen that show on Showcase yet? The Billions? If you haven't seen it, watch it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really good lesson in how those people think, people who get to that point. All right, also while we're in space, we've talked a lot this week about that big black hole that's out there that is one of the most amazing things to contemplate that you probably have ever kind of. If you haven't heard the story, I'll give you a quick backgrounder. There's a discovery. One of the NASA spacecraft has gone way out and actually sent back pictures that are 12 billion light years old. You can't even comprehend this. But the pictures, most everybody has seen them, I think, by now. Fabulous color in them. And you can actually see the black hole sucking hundreds, if not thousands, of planets, suns, and galaxies into the hole. And what is so phenomenal about this is that what we're seeing and talking about happened 12 billion light years ago. And we're just seeing it now. Can you even comprehend that? Happening something that this thing got a picture of in space that we just can see now, but it happened 12 billion light years ago. Yeah, and listen to the silence. It's stunning. How do you even comprehend that sort of thing? But the pictures are marvelous. Just, they really are. Colors and things, and you see the whole. Right, how can you imagine? We have a solar system with 9 planets. A sun, 9 planets. And our solar system, from all accounts, is about 19 or 20 billion years old. Our planet's about 5 billion years old. And the sun still has about 90% of its energy, depending on who you listen to, as to how long before it expands and eats up all of the planets that are in the solar system. Then everything just explodes and goes into gases, which is where the stuff all comes from. We all remember the old song, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, we all fall down, that kind of, when we were kids.
It's ashes to ashes, dust to dust, we all fall down.
Well, whatever.
Isn't that about the plague?
Yeah.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust is something they tell you on Palm Sunday, so that's the timing. But you're thinking about Ring Around the Rosie.
Well, but I'm talking about
Posies. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
And the rings, yes. Putting it together, Jennifer, thank you for following my rather convoluted thought trail. You're getting used to it after all these years. All of the planets are made out of gas. Everything, our bodies are made out of gas. Everything in the universe is made out of gas. And so when the gases run out of useful value, they expand. You know what happens in, you just take, I have an acetylene torch on the farm we use to cut things up. And you put the gas into a very thick steel tank, and you extract it when you're going to use it. And it's in there, it's compressed, but it expands as you use it. And then it just dissipates into the atmosphere. It doesn't go away. What Einstein said about energy is true for not only, well, energy is created by gases. And so none of it disappears. I'm probably leaving people in the dust here. The point that I'm trying to make is that we have this fabulous opportunity to understand yet more about our universe and the age of the universe. And the fact that the pictures we're looking at this week from that shot of the black hole are 12 billion light years away. Sorry. They're 12 billion years old, and it's 12 billion light years to get to where this thing occurred. But, who even can figure that out? You guys got
to sleep. Every time we start doing math, I'm like, I'm lost.
All right. So let's bring it back to home. Let's bring it back to home. NASA's Cassini spacecraft has gone out and done some fabulous work. went to Saturn 20 years ago, found seas on Saturn's moons, witnessed the birth of a new moon out there, revealed that Saturn's rings change all the time because the gases change all the time. But it's been orbiting Saturn for 13 years and is running low on fuel. So NASA is using its demise for a rather dramatic mission. Later this month, Cassini is going to get close to Saturn. They're going to make it dive into the rings to get pictures inside out.
Ooh,
again,
that's pretty cool.
Thinking about this, Saturn is, what, the second furthest planet out or the third? So it's at least 4 years, 5 years to get there. But we can control it with a computer here on Earth. So the computer can send it signals that will have it dive in and out of the rings around the planet. Again, mind-boggling. We are capable of doing these sorts of things, so how come we can't get along? If we can see all these pictures, we can learn all this stuff, we can develop all of these things that we've been talking about here for the past 10 minutes, why in the name of God can't we get along? Why can't we work on that as hard as we do some of these other things? Isn't it much better for all of us if we do both of them?
I think because there's no emotion and in numbers, you know? Everyone can agree when the numbers add up, they add up, and if they don't, they don't.
But I get excited about this. Is very my excitement quotient for seeing, and I think I become emotional. Don't you think I sound emotional?
Yeah, this is something that brings people together that doesn't have to do with politics or
right.
I mean, this is the kind of stuff that everybody can sort of get behind if they open their minds to it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And it's just one more good thing that human beings can do, and another a good thing we can feel good about America, because America's really done most of this technology. The people who've come here or who've come through the some of our better academic institutions, and they're not all Native Americans, by the way. A lot of these people that come here to work on our space program are of questionable origin, according to some. So, excuse me, a lot to be thankful for when it comes to this sort of thing. I think we in America don't give anywhere near enough credit to some of these people who do such great things. We're so used to it, we take it in stride, and therefore we don't really appreciate that which we need to appreciate. That's why I call it to your attention. It's 19 after the hour here on the DJB Experience.
Listen up. You've got to hear this. People are getting cash back every time they shop. Yes, cash right in their pockets for buying groceries, clothing, and even beer and wine. $5, $10, $20 a shopping trip. It's from an app called Ibotta. Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app now, and Ibotta will give you $10 just for trying it. What are you waiting for? Ibotta. Ibotta. You've got to Ibotta.
The commute was exhausting. I was spending more time in my car than I was with my kids. It was tough for all of us. So we used Zillow to look for a place closer to work. Sure, there were some trade-offs, but you know, I feel like I got my family back.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Eddie. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down Eddie's face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south.
Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch.
When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee.
Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts. Mount fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
At the hour now, music in the focus. In this portion of every hour, we have a focus on music and musicians. So, this isn't the best version of this song, but we play it to make a point. This is Keith Richards, Sing Me Back Home, which is a tribute to Merle Haggard, who died a year ago today. He was apparently someone who thought highly of Merle Haggard, Keith Richards was. And he appreciated the fact that he worked up until the end. He said, because it's what you do. I think maybe there's a little of his own life in there, don't you think? Richards wants to keep going. Most of the Rolling Stones want to keep going. So there is the music of Merle Haggard, a tribute concert that's set for tonight in Nashville, and he's going to sing this song. That is, Richard's going to be there to sing the song. Sheryl Crow is on the bill. Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, Kenny Chesney, Miranda Lambert, Dierks Bentley, Loretta Lynn, Toby Keith, Hank Williams Jr., Casey Musgraves. Oh, yeah, this is...
I would kill to be at this show.
Leonard Skinner, Bobby Bear, Alison Krauss, Jamie Johnson, Ronnie Dunn, ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons, Warren Haynes, Lucinda Williams, Connie Smith. Wow, it's going to be one heck of a concert.
What a show. Awesome. I hope this airs somewhere soon.
Yeah. When he broke into the music business, he was like Johnny Cash in a way. His sound was so different, but many people thought that Merle Haggard had more melody than Johnny Cash did. There was some wisdom to his music. There's so much to touch here. Merle Haggard, born April 6th.
So today's his birthday and the one-year anniversary of his death.
April 6th, 2016, 79 years of age.
Yeah.
So here, in honor of Merle Haggard, five of his number ones from the world of country music. Should we start at number five, Cara Mama Tried?
I'm a Chad.
In 1968, crank this puppy up.
No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried.
Mama tried
to raise me better. But her
I remember playing this on the air as a jock at that station.
Me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
I don't think I've heard it since then.
Love it. So good. Love this old country stuff.
Yeah, I do too, actually. I'd rather have. There's an old country channel on Sirius that I like listening to. Number four, the top five of Merle Haggard's country chart songs, Working the Blues, Working Man Blues.
Work hard every day.
Love this.
1969, another great song. Listen to this.
After I draw my pay, I go back working.
The epitome of real country music, which I like.
The crew.
New country you can have, Jennifer.
I like this, too.
Number three on the list of the top five of Merle Haggard's songs from the charts. This is what I thought was number one. I would have thought this would be number
one. Well, this isn't in order of anything. This is just five. This is chronologically.
There. Okay, I got it.
So yes, we start from the 60s through the 80s.
Right. 1969, Okie from Muskogee. This is such a story.
He had 38 number one hits.
Yeah.
Being free.
So we're just highlighting his best.
Mm-hmm.
We don't make no party.
Number two on the list that Victoria put together, Daddy Frank, 1971. Daddy Frank was the guitar man.
Frank and Mama counted on each other.
All right, we got time for the bar room.
They're one and only.
This is a song with Clint Eastwood that he sang in 1980, Bar Room Buddies, and they were, apparently.
There's always some lady alone at the bar.
Yeah, and you always let her know just who you are.
I know a couple gals that we can call. Damn, they'll shake the picture right off of your wall.
Isn't that cool?
We're Bar Room Buddies, and that's the best.
Good for them. Bernie 8 has the hour on the DGB experience.
I laugh when you're happy.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Oh no, Fido and Fluffy have fleas, and now the whole family is scratching. If this scenario sounds all too familiar, take heart. There are things you can do to keep your household flea-free. Of course, the best defense is an offense. In other words, it's best to take preventative steps before fleas take over your house. As far as prevention goes, I recommend use a good skin and coat conditioner. Fleas are much less attracted to a dog or cat whose skin and coat is in good shape. Check your pet regularly using what I call Warren's White Towel Test. Roll your dog or cat around in a white towel. If you see specks on the white towel, put them on a wet paper towel. If they turn red, guess what? You have fleas. And when treating fleas, be careful. You know, there are so many chemicals available. You don't have to use them. What I want you to do is speak to your vet, follow his recommendations, and now we're lucky enough to have all natural flea control products available on the market, which will get rid of the fleas and keep your pets healthy, happy, and safe throughout the entire flea season. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Right now at Kohl's Home Sale, save on kitchen essentials. Like a Farberware 17-piece cookware set, just $49.99 after $30 mail-in rebate. A KitchenAid hand mixer, mini chop, or immersion blender is $39.99. And a Fiestaware 5-piece place setting is only $32.99. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Don't miss Kohl's Home Sale. Going on now. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid April 6th through April 15th. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Eddie. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my my doctors for my other prescription so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
And if you like me, I'm driving with the windows down. And if you like foreign places we can't even pronounce. If you like to do
it. It's a nice kind of crazy, the DJV experience. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. Seeing the bigger picture every day, we've sort of created imaginary boundaries in our lives. We have sectioned ourselves off. We have our families, and we have our home, we have our streets, we have our towns, we have our counties, we have our states, we have our countries, but yet have we figured out, and this maybe comes as a reality check, after talking, if you didn't hear the last half hour, we were focusing a lot on space travel and what's in space, and it's a familiar theme here on this program. What NASA has accomplished by sending probes out to not only things in our own galaxy, but here in our own solar system, but in our galaxy, and then the bigger systems in the universe and trying to grasp what it's like. And we focus on these silly things that keep us apart. We want to have wars and fight with our spouses, or we fight with our children, or we fight with our bosses, we fight with our next door neighbor. In reality, we're all, hello, boys and girls, living together here, and you get that. I was just, during the news of On the Hour, I was looking at some of these other pictures from Cassini, which, by the way, is also a kind of a breed of a horse. And in looking at it...
What's with horses today?
I know.
Horses on my mind. The space that we occupy is so inspiring, for me anyway. That's why I want to jump into one of these spacecraft and go up there at some point. Maybe even go to the moon in my lifetime. The imaginary boundaries that have been set up by man. The planet is the planet. You think the weather systems stop when they go across from Mongolia into China just because there's a boundary there? Or when we all see this happening in our country, the weather on the West Coast blows across the country, gets to the East Coast. That's kind of the way it is. The sun doesn't shine brighter on America than it does Brazil. It is the same air, it's the same drinking water, it's the same food. And that brings me around to something that I think is just becoming such a serious problem. It really is. I hope you will listen to me and Victoria and Jennifer on this with an open ear for a few minutes. I'm not into my rant, I'm not into my lecture, but I saw something yesterday that so troubled me. Because Monsanto, I look at the stock market every day, and I am interested to see what stocks are doing, what's trending in the market, what's moving the market. Yesterday, the value of Monsanto's stock jumped because of the strong demand for their products, the agrochemicals, and that emphasizing chemicals that they make that are basically death. And yet, we not only encourage this company to do better, but we like the fact that it's gone international with their death. It's like the cancer sticks that people smoke. Monsanto is the same kind of a company. And my farming friends, some of them, take exception to me because they say Monsanto and their ilk allow us to grow more food so we can feed more people. Huh. Well, that may be true in terms of volume, but do we care about quality? Do we care about what we're putting into our bodies? This is not me talking. This isn't Victoria or Jennifer talking. This is science. And they say, well, these scientists say one thing and they...
Yeah, those scientists are being paid by Monsanto to say it's not unhealthy.
Yeah. I had a woman on my... I do a program we call the American Family Farmer that airs a lot of radio stations, carry it different times during the week and on the weekends. And it's aimed at helping the American family farmer, of which I am a member. I am a dairy farmer, raise Jersey heifers. I've been around cows all my life. I've seen what this stuff does to the land. It sucks the life out of the land. What's it doing to your body if it does this to the land? There's no replenishment of any minerals or vitamins or essentials to keep the soil going. It's depleting the soil. It makes the plants grow, but it doesn't do anything for the soil in which the plants must live. So, anyway, I mean, this is an old horse, and I don't want to beat a dead horse. I'm talking about horses, as I said, a lot today. I am so disgusted with this, or disturbed, or I don't know what. I think I feel I feel discouraged that people are, I mean, these people have so much money, they're spending so much money to screw you over, to ruin your lives in the name of profits.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just look at what's happening... Victoria, you and I were talking about this, I think, off the air today about the stuff that's in this is causing all kinds of things, autism. I mean, the work that's being done to get at the nature of the core of the product itself, and once it gets into your body, what it does to the cellular structure of your body.
Right.
I mean, if you think about it, doctors, every doctor will unanimously say that if you cook your food at a very high temperature, like over a charcoal grill,
yeah.
that what happens is when you eat that food, the DNA of the food is changed, and then when you eat it, it changes your DNA. That's the same thing that genetically modified food does to your
yeah.
body.
Yeah.
So I don't, to me, this is just, this is not a political issue. This is just,
well, it has become
this is
a
just,
political issue.
It has become that, has but to me, this isn't one. This is just common sense. Like, this is basic science.
But they can
sense.
Argue because they have so much money and they have so many people that can repeat. We all know what's happened. You repeat stuff often enough, people begin to believe it, whether it's true or it isn't true.
Well, there you That's go.
That's the power of advertising. Thank you very much. So let's just pick out one area here that we can all kind of relate to. And you've heard these stories over the past 4 or 5 years about the declining bee population and
mm-hmm.
what the heck is going on with the bees. Well, they're eating the stuff. The best example I can tell you is the one that I see all the time in the cornfield. The silk, when it comes out of the ear, is a way of you're pollinating the seed, in essence. The bees go from cornstalk to cornstalk to cornstalk, and they bring with them the things that will give that complement or complete the life cycle. And because the stuff is so bad in the silk that comes out of the Monsanto corn, the bees are dying off by the trillions.
And then when they're not dying from that, they're dying from the pesticides that Monsanto uses.
So
that's another big problem.
There is a jail in Washington State called Airway Heights Correction Center. There are white boxes with honey and thousands of bees being tended to by men who are in the center. 50 inmates at a number of prisons in Washington State engaged in a newly revamped beekeeping program that is kind of interesting. There are 30 hives. Each one of them has about 60,000 bees. If you know hives, I have three or four different places on my farm or around the farm, fields that I use that have these hives. And the bees pretty much stick to that. They won't come, unless you get real close, and they won't come and try to find you and sting you. But anyway, they've trained these inmates to be beekeepers, sort of like journeyman-level beekeepers. They're a difference. Master beekeepers are the ones that really know how to handle these are animals, but the feed and caring of them can be done by people with minimal training. And so the relationship between the inmates and the bees became sort of symbiotic. For the incarcerated participants in jail, Project is equipping them with skills that could be pretty useful when they get out of prison.
Yeah.
The bees also have instilled in them a sense of purpose mm-hmm. and meaning, which the Corrections Department says has helped the prisons to be safer.
I love that kind of story where they actually give them some meaning and,
right.
and something
to do. Right. Why
don't
we do this everywhere?
And a
what are we
training. You want to talk about rehabilitation.
Oh,
there
God.
You go.
I mean, this is helping the environment. The whole state of Washington also has a bee crisis.
Yeah.
And so to have seven different prisons doing this program
mm.
and also teaching people a skill that is a very important skill, actually, when you think about it now in a moment of crisis, we need beekeepers,
yep.
people who know what they're doing.
Yep.
I mean, to me, this is one of the best stories I've heard. Maybe all year. I love
ecological
this.
Impacts are great across the nation. Okay, so that's the bee story, and you heard the Monsanto negative
story.
So here's the well, the bee story, the A story. Here's the rest of the story. This is something going on in let's see, is it Washington, Oregon? Farmers this week in Oregon are fighting against companies like Monsanto that are requiring them to do things they don't want to do. So House Bill 2739, for those of you who listen in Oregon, we have 4 or 5 stations in Oregon, the bill says, quote, or actually allows cause of action against anybody like Monsanto, whoever holds the patent for genetically engineering organisms that are on farmland without permission of the owner. So this turns it around. Monsanto's been suing these guys right and left who are on land. Monsanto didn't sell them any corn, But because in a windy, you can see this all over Ohio, all over Iowa, all over the Midwest, all over the place, where there are acres and acres, thousands and thousands of acres of corn on both sides of the road. One side of the road might have Monsanto genetically engineered corn. The other side may have open pollinated seed like I use to feed my cows. So the wind comes along and it blows the pollen that comes from the silk. Goes across the field. No, it goes across the road. So Monsanto has been, for the past 4 or 5 years, they go around and they check. They know where their fields are, and then they know where the open pollinated seed, and they go take an ear from the open. Oh, look, this is our seed.
You need to pay us.
Yeah. And the farmers say, screw you. And so they take the farmers to court, and they've been winning more than they've been losing. So along comes the farmers in Oregon, who have had this just up to their mickey, and really dramatic economic losses. Monsanto has, they're ruthless. They're bloodthirsty.
They are, and it's not just taking people to court. There are a lot of stories where they have henchmen. They are threatening farmers.
Well, they do. They
knock
on
the door. They're like the new mafia. They're the new mafia.
Yeah. They're bad people with bad products, what this bill does is force Monsanto and companies like them to take responsibility for, these people are profiting hugely from these GMO patents. So you get silly enough to buy the stuff and you want to grow more food to feed more people, wait 40 years till you see how sick these people. It'll take 40 years for this thing to run through its cycle so that you see what it does to the next generation.
And then Monsanto's first cousin, Big Pharma, gets to step in and start trying to cure you.
And make you better.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Look at the boards of directors of some of these big companies like Monsanto, Dow Chemical, DuPont, those outfits. And then look at the board of directors of Eli Lilly and Merck and some of the other big drug companies. You'll see lots of names that are the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, maybe it's too early to be thinking about this. It gives you a headache. But I'm just telling you, folks, these people are evil. They are evil, evil, evil. They can sell their crap by saying, we're making it better for the world because we can feed more people. Yeah? What are you feeding them? That's the question. And some of my friends who are doctors, I don't know. I mean, I could get into an argument with Ken. I don't know that I would or not. I'll ask him. Dr. Ken Cronos is going to join us in a few minutes. I've really forgotten. I don't know that he and I have really gotten into arguments about Monsanto and what they do.
There's always a first day. I'm ready. Yeah. I'm warmed up. I'm going to go make my popcorn.
Okay. You get warmed up, Jennifer, and that'll be right around the corner. It's 12 minutes before the hour, 48 after here on the DJV Experience.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Tasty the tomatoes. For health, flavor, and freshness, try new Tasty Lee tomatoes. They are vine-ripened with up to 50% more lycopene than other brands. And they are certified by the American Heart Association as a heart-healthy check-marked food. For a healthy, happy life, try sweet, juicy, garden-fresh Tasty Lee tomatoes. Time for some great basketball games, and great games need great snacks. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes for a healthy, delicious snack for your armchair athlete. How about a tasty cheese panini or a classic tasty club? Your family will love them. For more fresh ways to go, visit tastylee.com.
Tasty Lee tomatoes. Ask for them by name at your favorite grocery store.
There's more fresh ways to go. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes.
Tasty Lee. We'll leave it on the vine for you.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. With two young boys, I spend a lot of time in the laundry room, and you may too. So why not make it a well-designed space to be in? Put out a clean, fresh vibe with upbeat colors, streamlined detailing, and simple window treatments. And if you've got a little Picasso, frame your child's best art for newly painted walls to add both style and a smile. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Past the hour, time for our weekly visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Updates on some of the important medical news. I'll query him on Monsanto in a matter of moments. First, though, I think we need to spend some time reinforcing with all of you how important beets are to our overall health and well-being. That's why this product, Super Beets, has been so successful. Perhaps your mother has done what my mother did. It's important for you to understand that you are what you eat. Ken says that. His mother said that. My mother said that. Your mother said it, I'm betting. And, of course, she was right, because mothers are always right. The situation today, though, is so different. Who knows what's healthy anymore? Again, we're having that conversation about things grown from Monsanto seed. I will tell you that the beets that are grown for Super Beets are non-GMO beets. This is the circulation superfood that is nothing but healthy. It's all about healthy blood flow, getting the blood to your muscles, to your brain. Your cardiovascular power improves with this amazing product from this amazing vegetable. They grow the non-GMO beets, they harvest them, they cook them, they dry them, and they powder them, and they put them in a canister and send them to you. 1 month supply in a canister, you get usually buy it 3 months at a time. But if you're not familiar or you haven't used them yet, you want to get on board, because you hear the exciting news about how fabulously well your blood pressure will do, blood flow. The way to get a hold of these is to dial 800-655-4183. Doug likes Beats.com, good way to get them as well. And Ken likes Beats.com. But if you want to make it quick, 800-655-4183 to take Ken's advice. He's a cardiologist. He knows from whence he speaks. Drinking these superfoods helps feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system so you don't have to become a patient of Ken's. Get Super Beats at 800-655-4183. One more time for Super Beats. The first order includes 30-day supply free, a new book about beets, and then free shipping when you mention Dr. Ken. 800-655-4183. Get on the bandwagon. All right, so Ken.
Yes.
We have been talking, you may have heard us talking about Monsanto. You and I have had this conversation before, and I want to get some of the news in as well that you've researched, but this bill that allows farmers to sue Monsanto, the GMO crops, what do you tell your patients when they ask you, because they're a confusion on top of confusion when it comes to people understanding what non-GMO and GMO is. Do you tell your patients to stay away from GMO foods?
To be frank, it doesn't come up.
It doesn't, really?
I'm surprised. I haven't had anybody bring it up to me, maybe one person in a year.
No kidding. So do you, what do you do, or do you think about it when you're buying your groceries? It's hard now to tell whether the stuff is GMO or non-GMO. I think it depends on where you shop. But do you make it a matter of your own desire to stay away from this stuff? What do you tell? If I said to you, what do you advise to our listeners who want to know, what do you tell them?
Well, probably to think about other things, but I probably would not go out of my way to use the GMO. I mean, I would if I could go to non-GMO, but I also don't want to overly stress myself out about things that may not mean a whole lot.
So in the, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, in the long and short of it, you're not convinced yet that using these things, I don't know if it was in your mouth, will affect your overall long-term health?
I am somewhat, and I will, with some effort, try to go to the non-GMO, but I also know what the effects of stress are on the heart and when it's worth it to put a lot of energy into it.
All right, so the stress I understand that. So let's go one step further. One of the studies this week about antibiotics, and that's part of the problem that people see with Monsanto, the antibiotics that are part of what is in the GMO foods. What does it do here? There's a story about the risk of bowel cancer because of antibiotics in general.
This is a study that was in Gut this week, the medical journal Gut. And bowel cancer, Doug, it's the third most common cancer in America. And the news this week is that long-term use of antibiotics during adulthood increases the likelihood of developing precursors to bowel cancer. Other established risk factors for bowel cancer include a lack of physical activity, a low intake of fruits and vegetables, being overweight or obese, and alcohol consumption.
Wow. All right, so your gut. How many times have you heard that from everybody, no matter what kind of medicine they practice? Nothing more important than what's in your gut. Don't antibiotics get a... put probiotics in to counter the effect.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.